This is Get Out and Hike, and I'm Jan Walker. This week, I'm with Jill Vance, a naturalist at Monroe Lake, who will be talking to us about a few fine trails just south of Bloomington, Indiana.
One of my favorite trails, probably my absolute favorite trail that we manage out here at Monroe Lake is at our Allens Creek State Recreation Area. It's called the Turkey Trot Trail, and it's a out and back trail. It's if you go all the way to the end of it, it's about 2 miles one-way distance. You just park at the upper parking lot, Allens Creek, and then head back behind the gate. And it follows a ridge top along the peninsula, and it's a particularly nice trail to hike during the winter because of that, because with the leaves down, you can get nice views of out of the lake on either side of the ridge. And if you follow it out far enough, it'll take you all the way out to the foot of the peninsula and out there onto the shoreline. And it's just a gorgeous trail. Goes through both forest and old field areas. So it's one of my favorite. It is on the rugged side. I would call it a moderately rugged trail, just because there are some decent hill climbs. And if you want to do the whole thing, you know, it's an out and back. It's about 4 miles to do so. But just a very nice, beautiful trail with some great views. I do recommend if you go out and hike that one during the summer, that can get over a little bit overgrown in some areas. So, you know, make sure you put on some insect repellent around your legs before you go. It is at our Allens Creek State Recreation Area site, which does not have a gatehouse. So entry to that part of the property is free year round.
Will there be anything in particular? I've heard about there being some pretty spectacular fossils in this area.
There are fossil beds along the shoreline there. One of the things that is very important to remember is that you cannot take any of them with you. And actually out on the end of the Allens Creek Peninsula there, it's actually federal land. And so those are federally protected under federal law. And so it's a big no-no to take anything with you. So definitely, you know, take pictures, not actual fossils. But there are some neat things to see, particularly if we like crinoid fossils.
All right. Thank you, Joe.